Who's there? What do you want? Come up by the fire if you'd like. It's cold out tonight. We don't get many visitors out here. Nobody bothers much with us shepherds. In fact, we're the most despised class of people in Israel. All those folks down the road there in Jerusalem, they won't have anything to do with us. They think we're all thieves. Now, I'm not going to say everyone's innocent, but you can, don't have to worry about your purse when you retire. Does the smell bother you? I don't really notice it myself anymore. You have to understand that we're out in the field for weeks at a time, and there's not a lot of opportunity to bathe. So, and we've got the sheep. Well, let's just say it's a good thing we're out in the open air.
I love these dark, crisp nights when the stars are so thick. I wouldn't trade it for life in the city. Although, it would be nice to go to the temple more often. What? You think that just because we're shepherds, we can't love God? What about King David? He was a shepherd, and he was a man after God's own heart. He loved the temple. Or are you like everybody else, who looks down on us because we don't observe all of your religious traditions, as if we might be so many Pharisees, but we're out in the field. What is it you want with us? The voices of Christmas? You want to know if we're one of those voices? Yes, we are the voices of declaration. And we remember that night. How could we forget? A shepherd doesn't get much excitement in his life. We spend our days with the sheep, wandering around, looking for what little grass we can find. And at night, we take them to a shelter, a pen or a sheepfold, and take turns keeping watch. There are still lions and other wild animals in many places.
That night, it started out like any other night. It was quiet. The night was cold. We were tired. We'd been out all day. All of a sudden, the darkness was split by this blinding light. We fell to the ground, completely overcome. I remember covering my head and my eyes. I was terrified. Someone, some being was there. Was the angel of God. That angel told us that earlier that evening, across the fields, in the little podunk town of Bethlehem, Messiah had been born. Messiah. Savior. The one that all of our people have been waiting for. And has finally come. He told us how we could find this baby. He told us that the baby would be wrapped in cloths. And lying in a manger. I thought, that's a strange place for Messiah. He shouldn't be wrapped in cloths and lying in some smelly manger. He should be wrapped in purple in the king's palace. Maybe even in the temple itself. But what am I doing? I'm just a shepherd. We were just beginning to regain our senses, and this angel was joined by a multitude of angels. It was amazing. Their voices were booming like rolling thunder, and they all joined together into this magnificent chorus, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And then they were finished. Just as quickly as they had come, they were gone. We looked at each other, and we said we couldn't stay there. We had to leave. We had to leave the fields. We had to go to Bethlehem. We had to find Messiah for ourselves. So then we went off to Bethlehem. Now Bethlehem had a huge number of visitors because of some Roman census. So many people. But we were able to find the inn and the stable in the back. And here we were, a gaggle of dirty shepherds banging on the door to let us in. Someone that we took to be the baby's father stopped us at the door. Didn't want us to pass. I think he was anxious to protect his wife's privacy. But then we heard the soft voice of the mother call out from inside. "Let them in, Joseph. It's all right.
made our way to the back of the stable, and there was the babe. Something to make angels sing. But what could a shepherd do? We fell on our knees before him. We told the parents again what the angel had told us, and that he even told us the baby would be lying in a manger. That's how we knew this was Jesus, Christ the Lord. And then I said that one angel was joined by an army of angels, and we knew we had to come and see for ourselves. We had to praise him too. Well, by now you're probably thinking this all sounds pretty crazy. Shepherds? Why would God reveal the birth of the Messiah first to shepherds? Well, I'll tell you. I don't really know, but I'm not complaining. The stable went quiet, and for some reason, I thought of the four lepers of Samaria. Maybe you know the story. At one time in our history, the Syrians besieged Jerusalem, and the city was starving. So four lepers decided to give themselves up to the Syrians in hopes of getting some food. But when they got to the enemy camp, they found it deserted. Everyone was gone. So they went from tent to tent and found food, water, clothes, everything they could want. They too wondered at their good fortune. They said, "This is a day of good news, and we cannot remain silent." So they went back to the city to tell everyone what had happened.
That's how I felt. I felt like those lepers. I mean, it's almost unexplainable how we, the most, in many people's eyes, I mean, we were no better than lepers. But we had found the Christ child. We had found the Christ child. Somehow, well, I mean, that's how we became the voice of the declaration, because somehow God decided that we, simple, smelly shepherds, would be the ones to first find the Messiah. Not the priests, not the Pharisees, not the ones that study the law, not the ones that keep all the commandments. They weren't the ones to hear the news. Lonely, lonely shepherds. We're the voices of declaration.
You wouldn't recognize our name.
But that night, God took those of us who are the least, and made us the first.
The first to declare tidings of great joy.